to matters more positive this morning, because it's been an interesting time, and certainly it's an interesting time. We're learning there's a list of storms, of course, from Met Eireann coming in. The weather is turning a little bit. That contributes to some interesting visitors. But over the summer months, we've had some interesting visitors to our shores as well. With me in the line to talk about this is Ed Carty, to talk about the remarkable August that we've had for rare birds. Ed, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us again.
Morning, Gerry. Thanks for having me.
What's it been like over the last while?
The really calm weather, I think, Gerry, you know, it was lovely to be out there, but as far as rare birds go, I'm talking about probably the end of July and early August, there wasn't really much happening. Certainly in Kerry, anyway, there wasn't much happening. That all changed on the 24th of August when there was a black-browed albatross observed for nearly 4 minutes flying south off Brandon Point. Now, okay, to put it in context, this bird breeds huge numbers down in the Antarctic, probably coming as close as maybe the Falkland Islands off Argentina. There have been previous Kerry records, and there have been obviously previous Irish records, but it's incredibly rare so far north. It was an adult bird, apparently, and it could have been a failed breeder, as in, or it successfully hatched a chick, and it's just wandering. When they're not breeding, these seabirds travel thousands of miles like this one, and there it was off Brandon Point. May I just say that I also heard that the conditions were not what we call classic conditions for sea watching. Sea watching basically is, I suppose, you'd want to be a bit mad to be going out there sometimes, but you're going out to a cliff edge or Brandon Point car park. It's not really a cliff edge, and you're basically setting up there in really kind of bad weather, Gerry. You run really onshore winds, so westerly winds and northwesterly winds, usually with squally showers for Brandon Point. It varies where you are in Ireland. If you're in Galleyhead and near Clonakilty in the south coast, obviously you want a south wind, southerly wind. So basically, the wind is driving the birds closer to you. Now, this bird was like, you know, 700-800 meters out, like it was a long way out, but with telescopes, everything's possible. You can see all these details and all this.
Yeah.
It wasn't just the only rare bird that day as well. There was also a Wilson's petrel, which is one of the commonest seabirds, one of the commonest birds in the world, breeding in tens of millions, again, down in the Antarctic. And this bird was fluttering past. This bird is only about the size of a swallow. It was obviously much, much closer in. There was lots of shearwaters, including over 2,500 Cory shearwaters, which is a large shearwater, big in our Manx, and they breed down in the Mediterranean. And there was also long-tailed skuas, which are, to put in other words, they're kind of parasitic birds, if you want to call it that, Gerry. They chase other seabirds and get them to regurgitate their food or drop their sand eels in the case of sandwich terns, and they just go down. But they can also get their own food, and they kill other birds as well, like, you know. So
right,
they were all there on one day off Brandon Point, and it was a remarkable sea watch. And of course, the rare bird radars were up there, and other people went to other sea watching points like the bridges of Ross and Clare, and other places along the west coast as well.
Yeah.
But they didn't have anything like that. That evening, a different person had a Fayes petrel off the Great Skellig, also on the 24th. So that day alone stands as one of the best ever days of sea watching, certainly in Kerry, if not the whole of Ireland.
It's incredible. And when you think of the black brown, just looking at the range, it's a southern hemisphere bird, low down in the southern hemisphere, so way, way, way north of where you'd expect to see one.
Yeah. Now, there's speculation that there might have been one. There was one that took up residence in a gannet colony, which these birds sometimes do, which this species sometimes do, in Bimpton Cliffs, I believe, in the UK this summer. It was there for maybe 2, maybe 3 months even, and delighted all comers sitting in amongst the gannets and flying offshore. So it could well have been that bird just starting to move. You know, it could have gone further north and then come around the top of Donegal and just drifting back down, just heading back down for the Antarctic, back down to his friends, I suppose, Gerry.
Yeah,
like, you know?
Yeah, a long way away. There was also another rare bird, a Wilson's phalarope in Venerville.
Yeah, yeah. Just before that, on the 26th of August, there was an American duck in Brandon Bay. It's called a surf scoter. Very much like our own scoter, being all black, but he's got a beautiful white patch on his forehead, a white patch on his nape, and a lovely multicolored bill. And it's a sea duck, if you want to call it that. It's like a bit like an eider, but this one comes from America. And that was there in Brandon Bay. And then, as you said, a few days later, don't talk to me about this one, Gerry. It's a bit of a thorn in my side. Wilson's phalarope, it's an American wader. I've never seen one. I searched high and low for it that afternoon, that evening, and the following day. And I was out over the weekend. It was seen at Blenheim just off the quay there, just opposite the windmill there on the mud, by one of the lads from Tralee. And yeah, so he got a photograph of it as well, which is even worse, because you could always kind of argue, it might not have been. Proof, the whole lot, and a great photograph. And they're very small weighted, Jerry, and there's only been about, there has been 10 carry records, so it's very rare, one of the rare American waders we get. And but it isn't just like a one-day wonder kind of thing, like, you know. No, yeah. It could still be there and amongst the masses of red shank and lapwing and other waders that are around at the moment. And it's a very exciting time in Kerry. It's the best birding time, I think, in the calendar for scarce and rare birds in Kerry. We get a lot of American waders in, semi-palmated sandpipers, the Wilson's phalarope, pectoral sandpipers. So we get a lot of American waders in. We can also get good sea watching, as I've just mentioned, about Wilson's petrel and shearwaters. We can also get other passerines, which are small perching birds like warblers. And lo and behold, on the 1st of September, just 5 days ago, on the Great Skellig, there was an icterine warbler. Beautiful, lemony, yellowy, greeny kind of a warbler. A bit bigger than our willow warbler of chiff-chaff, but beautiful bird. And he was there for an hour or two on the Skelligs. Again, just blown off course. He should really be in Poland, heading south to into Africa for the winter. But there he was in the Great Skellig. And last night, Jerry, just last night, I was settling down and thinking, that's it. It won't get any better now. It's a great few days. I heard of an avocet up in Ballylongford. It's basically a black and white wader, and the beak turns up, not down, as in the curlew. It's one of the few waders in the world that the beak turns up. And beautiful bird, as I say, black and white. And I haven't heard any news of it today. So our remarkable run of rare birds, and hopefully it'll continue.
Hopefully it will. People asking here, are the swallows still around, and when do they leave? Now, I saw myself over the Rooktie River. I must have been a flock of about 50 swallows. They were all dipping in and out of the water. It looked like they were gathering in big numbers, which they do at this time of year. So what's the story with that, Ed?
Yeah, they'll be around. They'll be around for another month. They'll be around well into October. A lot of it is weather dependent, you know. They could even be chicks still in nests, swallow nests in people's sheds and barns and that kind of stuff. So they're not going anywhere anytime soon. The swifts are long gone, although there was a report over the weekend of a late one in Blennerville, of all things. Mm-hmm. So that's quite unusual. Yeah. Sand martins are moving. I haven't seen a sand martin for about a week. And there's still house martins around, but they're all sitting up on telegraph wires, getting ready to go, especially the young birds. They have no ties now to the place, so they can start moving. But the adults, as I say, still could be feeding chicks in the nest, like, you know.
And it been a good season? Has the good weather led to a good year for birds?
Yeah. For the common birds, Jerry, I'd say it was remarkable. Lovely weather, plenty of feeding, which all helps, like, you know, for the parents to bring up their chicks. Although there are worrying signs ahead, Jerry, to put a little bit of a downer on it. The avian flu, which has been banded about in the last couple of months, particularly in the UK, there's some worrying signs that it's affecting our birds now as well. I've got several reports in the last week of gannets in Waterford, gannets in Cork, several birds in Kerry as well, all showing signs of avian flu. And it's quite distressing. They're kind of not able to stand, or they're
You'll find them in usual places where you wouldn't find them, and not in good condition.
And I got a phone call last night about a great northern diver down near Derrynane that looked distressed. So, you know, if you do come across them, you know, I wouldn't be too keen on picking them up. You know, it's a virus. You know, wear gloves if you want to. You know, contact a vet, RSPCA, any of these people. And they'll either come out or try and help you or something like that. But, you know, I always say let nature take its course, like, you know. So, but worrying signs, Jerry, that this might be more commoner than we thought. It seemed like we've dodged it for the most part in Ireland. But we'll see what happens over the next week or so, Jerry, you know.
Yeah, we certainly will. And listen, I know that in a recent a recent edition of Birdwatch Ireland, they were talking about the best spots to watch birds of and waders as well. And Frank King, the great Frank King, was mentioned at Care O'Clock, Ed.
Yeah. Frank tried, and I tried, and lots of us tried to try and get some kind of hold on the Care O'Clock and try and restore it and turn back time. It's basically a reed bed. It's basically called succession when those open brackish pools have now become a wet woodland, for want of a better word, with low scrub and reed beds. So It's not attractive to waders, but my God, Jerry, back in the day when Frank was boarding it, and I only really came onto the scene in the mid-80s, but I saw a few great boards there too. But Frank was way ahead of his time. There was nothing like him in my eyes, and finding all these very rare American waders, some the first ever time for Ireland, Solitary Sandpiper, Wilson's Phalarope, some of these really rare boards that he found there, and people came from all over Ireland and the UK to see this place, like, you know, and to witness it. And right now, it'll be peaking, as you said at the onset there, Jerry, you know, these tropical storms that sometimes we come across. That's, I don't want to be putting our listeners down, but yeah, bring on the storms now for the rare birds.
It heads to the boarding.
Not storms, yeah, not hurricanes, but they'll bring in the birds and they'll bring them into marshes and estuaries. So there's a lot of places on our doorstep down in Kinmare. There's several places near you, Jerry, Derrynane, Blenerville, just outside me here, and just down the road from me here, north, further north to Ballyhigh and Tarbert. All these places, Jerry, you know, any of these rare birds, American waders and ducks as well, now that we're in that time of year, any of these places can hold these very rare birds. And it's a fascinating and a very exciting time for me and other people as well. And there's a lot of people that will come down to Kerry for a weekend, and they'll spend a bit of time searching these estuaries and lagoons and places like that in the hope of finding or maybe even seeing one of these rare birds, like, you know.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. Ed, listen, that's where we're going to leave it. Great stuff, and thanks for filling us in and how things have been going on the boarding scene in Kerry.